Little Moonlight Serenade, Glenn Miller Orchestra, this morning on WEOL. All great orchestras, Craig, and musicians, they all, you know, they got upbeat songs, they got smooth songs.
Sure.
You'll hear a lot of those tomorrow evening, Tuesday, May 12th, at the Elyria High School Performing Arts Center. The world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra is coming to town. Wesleyan Senior Living is presenting the event. Don't know if there's any more tickets available for this. It's high in demand. And one of the people you'll be seeing there tomorrow is our guest this morning. We've got Nick Hilscher, who is the music director of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. He's also the important one because I can tell in the picture, Nick, everybody else is wearing like a red blazer, and Nick has kind of like this white tux on here as well.
Oh. So
that's how we tell who's in charge, right?
I guess so.
Now you've been involved in different parts of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, I guess, for almost like 15 years now, over 15 years, on and off.
That's right, Bruce. First off, thanks for having me on as well. I started with the band in 1998. When I was 21 years old, I joined up to be the male vocalist and carried that position pretty much until 2005, when Larry O'Brien was the leader of the band.
Now, you mentioned that's not unlike what happened in those days with those big bands. They would have the orchestra, and then to get a new singer, a young up-and-coming singer. Many of the singers that we know today got their starts in many of these big bands, too.
Well, that's right. Absolutely. Of course, Glenn Miller had a great vocalist by the name of Ray Everly, and Ray had a pretty successful career after those days with Glenn and the band. In fact, Ray wound up with his own big band that he conducted and led and, of course, sang in front of. But probably the guy who benefited the most from the big band era, I would say, as far as the great vocalist, was Frank Sinatra, Tommy Dorsey's vocalist.
What makes a 22-year-old want to sing big band music? I'm talking about you, Nick.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. I was born in 1977. So I was born the year that Elvis Presley died. But my dad was a big Elvis Presley fan. So that's what I grew up listening to. And I would wear out my father's 8-track. Cassette of Elvis's music. And then when I turned 11, I saw the Jimmy Stewart and June Allison motion picture, The Glenn Miller Story. And that was my first exposure to Glenn Miller's music. And I just really got into it. I fell in love with it. And so I, who was already a pianist and I already sang, I just sort of tweaked what I did and started focusing on being a singer of the American Songbook, and really got into Frank Sinatra, Ray Everly, Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, that kind of thing. So it hit me hard. I just really got into it.
Nick, what makes that music so special for you? What was it about it?
You know, I think it's a combination of what I was already listening to, which was the early rock and roll. You know, Elvis, Buddy Holly. And then I was into country music, and but it was old country music, being a southerner from Atlanta. And the music of the early rock and roll period was kind of swing-based as far as the rhythm and that kind of thing. So when I heard Miller's music and the music of the big band era, where the swing rhythm was really a main focus, the driving force, underneath all these beautiful melodies that were being written and the harmonies, I just it touched me. I really just got into it. So it's hard to describe other than, you know, just those technical things. And then I really got into the great writing of the American Songbook, especially the things that were coming out of Broadway from the 30s and 40s that were being performed and sung by Sinatra or Ray Everly, et cetera, et cetera.
And I don't want to get too far away from Glenn Miller, but I know that you actually put out your own music as Nick Hilscher. And it said here that you do big band, including music of Hank Williams Sr. What Hank Williams tune do you put to a big band?
Isn't that funny? Right. Well, it like I said, it kind of fits. That undertone of swing music is there already. in those old recordings. It's interesting with Hank Williams Sr. He would sing these tunes, and then there would usually be a fiddle solo or a steel guitar solo or a guitar solo, and they were essentially jazz solos that these guys were playing with this old school country music of Hank Williams. So when I did this album called Young and Foolish, and it was released in 2010, I was able to take some of that music and translate it into big band sound and do the music in the style that I love.
Well, let's talk about the Swinging into Spring, the concert that's going on at the Elyria High School Performing Arts Center this Tuesday at 8 o'clock, and it's the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra. Do you stick to, is it the music of that era, just Glenn's music? What is the kind of repertoire that gets put together?
Sure. Well, every performance that we do, I want to do 75% of the show Glenn Miller's music. So right out of our library, and we carry about 225 pieces of music with us on the road. And then Glenn's library itself, which has extended to about 2,000 arrangements in our library, I have access to all that stuff. About 800 of them were written for Glenn's band from about 1935, the band that he had to break up in about 37 or so. And then this music, about 800 charts up until 1942. So I have access to all of that. It's really great. So when the folks come to hear us tomorrow night, we'll be doing the big hits. Moonlight Serenade, like you just played, In the Mood, Pennsylvania 65,000, A String of Pearls, Tuxedo Junction, and of course the first gold record from 1942 that was issued in 1942, Chattanooga Choo Choo. So I will be there doing the male vocals and leading the band, and the band is practically the same size that Glenn Miller's band was. So we have the five saxophones, four trombones, four trumpet players, piano player, bass player, drummer. And we also have a girl singer named Natalie Angst. She's from Sacramento, California. She's a really fabulous singer. And then we pull three guys out of the band and form a vocal group with the three guys, Natalie and myself. And we do the hits like Chattanooga Choo Choo and other things that the Four Moderners recorded with Glenn Miller and his orchestra.
How do you guys travel? Is there like a bus, you know, with trombones sticking out of it and a bass packed underneath where the luggage goes? Or, you know,
right.
Romanticize it for me a little bit. What is it?
Right.
Like?
Well, I wish I could romanticize it. That's right. We do move around on a bus. And as we ride down the road, we just play music and everything. No, that's not really how it works. But we do. We have a bus. And I can look out my hotel window right now and see it. We're going to head out of this hotel at 10 o'clock and head your way today, at least get about three-quarters of the way there. But a long travel day today. But, you know, we do travel around on the bus, but things have changed so much. Things have changed so much since I joined the first time in 1998. Back then, our road manager had one of those car phones that was in a big box, and now everybody has smartphones. We have power on the bus, you know, where we can charge up things. We have internet, all of that kind of stuff. So I'm romanticizing it for a younger audience.
Right? But there's no electricity in your band, right? I mean,
no. The only, if you will, electricity that we use are to amplify the vocals in our concerts or the bass player.
Talk about the musicians. Where do they come from? And are they like lifers with the Glenn Miller Orchestra? Or are they, you know, just out of school?
Well, most of the musicians, or I should say on a normal situation, a good portion of the musicians are right out of college because we travel about 48 weeks out of the year. And we do an average of about five shows per week. And it's usually a different venue every single time that we play, every single day. So we're always on the road. So usually to get someone right out of college who has no commitments, is not married, does not have children, I just described myself there. I'm married with children. But I'm the only guy. But usually pull from colleges and that kind of thing. However, we have several folks who have been on the band for a long time and are lifers, if you will. Our lead trombonist has been out for 20 years, and our lead clarinetist has been out for about 15 or so, our lead trumpet player for 13. Our bass trombonist has been out for 8 or 9. And then all total for me, I've been out for, I guess, 9 years total, something like that, when you put my singing days with my music director days.
Right.
This is my fourth year into my leading the band.
What do you think about it? What is the reaction like? Why do you think big band music, Glenn Miller particularly, maybe is so relevant still in 2015?
Well, I think that that period of American history is very important. And the music that was actually being written back then, I kind of alluded to the American Songbook. A lot of the music that was performed by these great big bands were written by what I consider the great composers that have come out of America. Cole Porter, the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira Gershwin, Irving Berlin, I mean, Jerome Kern, Dorothy Fields writing lyrics, Ruth Lowe's lyrics. It was special music. It was music about love, romantic love, if you will, and also it was danceable. It was couples dancing. It was danceable music, this is music that's coming out of, if you will, the Great Depression, and then of course going through the Second World War. It is it's happy music in one sense, and it's also deep in another sense, as far as I've mentioned just now, love, etc. I think that this is music that should last for many more generations because it does have a depth to it, and musically it has a depth to it. But, of course, Glenn Miller's band, he was the number one band leader in the country, as far as record sales and that kind of thing. And so, that fact is still important to us today, and I think helps the music continue. But the Glenn Miller Orchestra itself, we've been going strong since 1956 and doing that kind of rigorous touring schedule, like I just mentioned, since 1956. So we continue to bring the music to the people in live situations. And I tell you, there's nothing like hearing big band music live. It's really exciting.
And Nick, you talked earlier about, I think one thing that gets me into it, it's the mm-hmm. melody. The melodies are so strong.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, I think that even the instrumentals, well, Moonlight Serenade, though, was an instrumental. Mitchell Parrish did put lyrics to it. But, yes, and even catchy melodies like Pennsylvania 65,000, there's not much of a melody to it. It's more of a riff, but it's catchy, and that's fun. And the mood is the same way.
Yeah, I want to be out in the parking lot after the show to hear all the people humming and whistling as they leave with their favorite melody in their mind. Again, it's coming up tomorrow at the Elyria High School Performing Arts Center. I don't know if there's tickets available. You can find out more by 284-9728, 284-9728, presented by Wesleyan Senior Village and WEOL. Glad to be a sponsor again. Our guest this morning, Nick Hilscher, the music director, vocalist also with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and see you tomorrow here. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. It was great to be on.